quick stick on what we said yesterday. We started with our halachas of seveya. So what did we say? That melachah of seveya is to colour something, to colour an item, including colouring. Is any sort of colouring a person does? A darker colour, a lighter colour, anything which enhances what you've got there already is a problem of seveya. Even a transparent colouring, let's say someone puts a let's say someone's got a nail varnish on, and then you put another layer of transparent nail varnish on, that's also a problem. That's also called seveya, because you're bringing out the shine, you're making it shine nicer. That's all a chiddush of the melacha of seveya. Then we said an interesting thing: what's the chiddush between kosev and seveya? And we said it makes a very big nafkum into this, because you have to know that kosev has an opposite. To undo a ksiva is moichuk. Undoing a tseveya is the opposite. So it's important to know what is kosev and what's tseveya. So we said yesterday that kosev is a person writes a symbol, he wants someone to know something. You're not interested in beautifying the object that you're writing on. That's not your tachas. A person writes on a piece of paper something, he's not interested in talking beautifying the paper. He's quite happy there's no paper there at all. Yeah, he just wants the letter to be on something, so he needs the letter to be on something. But with yesoid, his main chelik is just to make sure that the symbol's there. The vort of tseveya is that you've got a surface which you want to make look nicer. You've got a wall, there's a surface there, and you want to make the surface look nicer. That is the problem of tseveya. That's the chiddush between, we said yesterday, between kosev and tseveya. Then we spoke about as well improving. Yeah, then we said about mixing colours actually. We spoke about mixing colours. That's also a problem. Someone's got blue and red, for example, blue paint and red paint, and he decides to mix it together. I'm not sure what you get from blue and red, but he decides to mix it together. That's also tseveya. You've got colours already there. That any form of combining something to make a colour is also called tseveya. Then we said another very interesting thing, we've ended off with a very interesting topic this, and that is, in order for there to be an Issur min HaTorah, it has to be a Dovah HaMiskayim. It has to last. It has to be something which is lasting. The submission of a ksiva shokayoma, it has to be a kosev shokayoma. So by tseveya, also, in order for it to be an Issur min HaTorah, it has to be tseveya shokayoma. So we said yesterday, what's called tseveya shokayoma? So we brought an interesting Shad Tzion yesterday. In Shin Gimel, Sivkot and Samaches, the Shasi is not so clear about this actually, yeah? The Shasi said, in Sivkot and Samaches, wrote to them, Isa Bresha Boine, brings a Mishnah, and he wants to learn, someone who is showing learn the Mishnah, when we're lachtoi niskayemes for Shabbos is higher, that if it lasts just for Shabbos, I believe it lasts for 25 hours or so, that's already called Shokayoma. Very clear, that's an Isa Minatoya. So someone makes some sort of painting or some sort of writing which can last for 24 hours or more, that could already be an Issur min HaTorah. He's not sure about this, the Maaseh Bi Halacha. He's not 100% sure. You know, any idea? Ulai Miskayem LeShabbos. It could be, maybe you need more than 24 hours. So we saw that was a Bi Halacha somewhere else. Where was the Bi Halacha? The Bi Halacha was in Shin Mem, Siv Dalet. Shin Mem, Siv Dalet, Dira Maskul Mashkin. And there he said he was mesupik about this, exactly how long it is. Mashkin. I'm Mr. Barush. The Indian Chiyav Shabbat, lo be in a shiichtoi ma shiiskai maksav lo'ilam. That's clear. The Rashba says that's definite. You don't need a ksiva lo'ilam. In order to be called shokayoma, that's definite. You don't need a writing that's going to last forever. It's somewhere in between. So he's not sure what this means. He says he wants to say pshat is that in the eden the mekayim katzas. It lasts for a bit of time. Ad shedar konshimle adam nichter ben dvoim shein asul nekayim on laolam elizman echad. It's kept people write it. People keep this thing for a certain amount of time. Hard to know what the gedur is. Lemaise doesn't really make much of a difference to us, as I said already yesterday, because midrabon is also. So whatever it is, the maisa, even a ksiva or tseveya, she'en shekayom is also. We saw an example yesterday of tseveya. You get these plastic spoons, children's spoons, which apparently change colour with different temperature. So that could be an issue there. That's an issue of tseveya, she'en shekayom. It colours. And who? What? Yeah, but I go and changes. I think also we have to speak about this. I'm also a bit of these thermometer strips that you get, yeah, which go on. You put them on your head, it changes colour. That's also Einish al-Kayoma, because as soon as you take it off, it just fades away. That's the Chora Einish al-Kayoma. So that's an Issur Rabbanon. It's not Issur min HaTorah, but that's also awesome to do. And then we finished off yesterday with an interesting thing as well. That's what finally we finished off, is that there are two cases where you can't have Tseveya min HaTorah. One is pashtas, not all cases, generally speaking, by oichlin and mashkin, generally you cannot have a case by food and drink where you're over tzviya min ha-Torah. Generally speaking, by liquids and food, it's generally mutter. There are certain exceptions, but generally speaking, we're told there's no problem of colouring when it comes to foods and liquids. And then finally,
if you put water and orange juice on top.
Yes, I just want one thing. I want to say one thing that we said: when a person makes a dye, when a person makes a paint, the normal way to make a paint, he said, was to put the water in first and the colouring agent in afterwards. You have to remember, it's very important to survey this, and the reason it's practical speaking, it makes a lot of sense, is because if you put the paint in first, you don't know how much to put in. So it makes much more sense. A person wants a pint of water, a pint of paint. It's better to put just under a pint of water in, and then you add the colouring agent in afterwards. Generally speaking, that is how you do tzveya. In Oichlin, as I said to you, really in Ikadin there's no tzvia. Some people of Macha, which we're going to speak about by Oichlin, that they are fussy, and therefore they change the order around. And what they do is they put the colouring agent in first and then the liquid. The Maisa, in Ikadin, there's no problem with food and drink.
If the cherries mix colour in your house.
My friend, you come to on the right day, you come. That's Mamish we're going to speak about tonight. Mamish is halacha. Okay, so that's up to there, part one. Now, this is another interesting, I missed this point, it's very interesting, I love this over here. It's we know, so the Maestro, what we spoke about, you mustn't colour anything on Shabbos. How about if you colour something, but you're not doing it for a constructive purpose? In fact, it's got a negative purpose, really. That means, for example, someone's got, for example, some blood. He takes a cloth, a white cloth, a red cloth, it's not distinguished yet for the time being, and he wraps it around his finger to stop the bleeding, and after a while, the cloth's going to get red. Is that a problem of tzviya?
It's makalka.
It's makalka. The mice, you've covered the thing. It's true. Okay, so you've all seen this Mishnah Berurah somewhere. So there's two Mishnah Berurahs here. Very good. There's two Mishnah Berurahs over here. And that's two halachas the Mishnah Berurah brings down over here. The Shulchan Aruch brings down. Was in Shin Kaf Ches, in Hilchos Refuah.
Refuah,
yeah. Thank you. Shin Kaf Ches. Shein Kav Ches, Siv Mem Dalet, I think it is. There's two places. Your mom is right when you say Siv Mem Ches. Sorry, Siv Mem Ches. The Machaber says, Osu lo niach beged al maka sheyetsu men adam. It's forbidden to put a cloth on top of a maka which has got dam coming out. Because the blood will colour it. So the Machaber paskens over here, in this case over here, that even though Lachor is a kilkul, it's a signation. The mice you colour the beged. Oh, I'm a cup tissue. The right, the Mishnah Berurah is over here. Abba got the Makalkal, who, even though it's Makalkal, yeah, with Potter, we call Mokum Oslo Chatchila. You still mustn't do this. Midrabon is also to do. With a vegan odoin, a red garment, according to this thing, is Pshita the Osser. That's certainly Osser, because there the kilk is not so recognizable. I mean, someone's got a red handkerchief, and he wraps it round a red, what do you call it, a red, his blood, then that kilkul is not so bad. It doesn't spoil the garment so much. In the case you've got a white garment, you could say the red spoils the white. Even so, the Maisa, he holds, this shitter holds, that wherever it is, colouring a beggar is osser. Even though you're not doing it to gain the beggar, you're not making the beggar look nicer, really you're ruining the beggar. But this is like a psikresha, and this shitter holds that it's osser to do. So what you do is, the mice, you go to the tap, you wash your finger, make the water come off.
Pouring out.
Okay, we'll come to that. So the wash it first of all, leave it underwater a bit of time, hopefully it'll stop. Okay, if it doesn't stop, then if you wrap it round, hopefully you won't get it so red actually, because it'll stop, it'll close up by itself. Should close up by itself. If you're worried, we'll see what to do, okay? Divide, that's it. So this is shift number one. The Machaber brings that over here. There's Osa Litzboloni, a beggar, because Shema Yitzbah, it's saying. Osa Litzboloni, dam, and therefore it's no good. In Shin Chaf, Siv Tetra Shin Chaf, another place, and this is really the main place of it, this is what you were asking before, Shin Chaf, Siv Chaf, this is Mamish Okay, actually, the berries. Here the Machaber says, also interesting, Yeshmi Sha'oimel, someone says, Sha'oichel Tusim Oisha Penis at Sovim, someone who eats coloured fruits, berries or things like that. He must be careful not to touch his garments. Ober mape, or with a cloth, mishum tzevea. He's going to colour it. So he's got a bottle of red berries he's had. His mouth is full of red colouring. And now he takes a hanky and he wipes it over to get rid of everything there. That is a serious problem, says the Mahaba, of maybe a problem of, surveyor. The MS, this is a big machlokas actually. This shit is a big machlokas. Mishnah Berurah brings down over here, let's see if I find Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah brings over here, this is actually a big machlokas here. I forgot the Mekalkel, we call Mokum Esrumi Iker. Yeah? He says the same thing over here, a beggar otoim, a red beggar a person should use because it's going to carry it. Yes, makilim b'chozeh. On this, the Mishnah Berurah brings down that somehow there's no problem at all. Yes, makilim b'chozeh, kimon shu derech lichloch. Since you're spoiling the garment, you're not intending at all to color it, there's no problem at all. What does that mean? That means, surveyor, you are lemaisa, subsidiary ratio of surveyor, you're lemaisa, the other, you colored it. The Torah says that these Rishonim are learning that the Malach of Surveyor, built into Surveyor, means it must be a tikkun. You must be dying something in order to improve the beggar. If you're carrying something that's detrimental to the beggar, that's the chesed, the whole Malach doesn't make sense. That is not Surveyor. You're missing a fundamental in Surveyor. So the big Yisrael thing of Machlokas over here, what is Surveyor? The first shitter, which is Machme, holds that even though it's ruining the garment, it's not improving the garment, but the fact is you can't deny it, the garment's become colored. And therefore, you may not do this on Shabbos. The other shitter holds, it's true, you're colouring a garment, but there's a fundamental rule in surveyor that must be beneficial. If it's not beneficial to the garment, that's not called surveyor.
What does ein shoveh
avofin mean? Ein shoveh means when you make a drink, for example, there's no problem with surveyor. That means a person takes water, and you add black currant juice to it, there, how you colour the water.
Ein shoveh avofin must be.
Yeah, so that's okay. But here you're cutting a cloth.
Ochlin,
I don't know, you've got food, you put egg, I don't know, what colouring agent do you want to do? You put in, let's say, you mix black yogurts into white yogurt. You call that mashka as well, or you're trying to think of a food, mamish a food. I don't know much about food. Marzipan, you've got red and green marzipan. And you want to make it into a block together. So you've got now a mixture of red and green. You've really changed the mitzvahs. So on this over here, we've got an interesting machlokas over here by lichluch, derech lichluch, where you're ruining the garment, is there a problem? So the machlokas. The Mishnah Berurah says there's no clear ruling on this, actually. There's no clear ruling, mamish, what to do. So the Mishnah Berurah says like this, yesh lahachmir, let's just find this here in a minute. Yesh lismer chalem hechad yesh lo lizor b'zeh. If you can't avoid it, then you can be mekel. That means, let me just clarify what that means. That means, ideally, let's take a person who's bleeding, for example. The person's bleeding. Ideally, he should not use a white cloth or a red cloth. Either one is out. Because at the end of the day, you're covering the garment. If he's got nothing else available, for the time being, he's got nothing else available, then he could rely on his opinion that derech lichl is mutter. It's better to use the white one rather than the red one. Clear? So far, so good? So again, in a case of where a person's got some dirt, red cut, he's got bleeding, and he wants to clear it up, so ideally, he should not use, really, a cloth to wipe it out with. What he should do is he should go to the tap, wash it off, make sure it stays under the tap for a while, so the blood drains off. Then, l'chayra, if he puts a tissue around, not actually, leave a tissue, we'll come to the tissue in a minute, let's say he puts a cloth around it, generally speaking, I don't think it's a situation the cloth will get red. Because if you put it under water for long enough, the wound should be cleared up, and then when you wrap round the cloth around it, hopefully it will just more or less seal it up. That's not called refuah, and that we must do on Shabbos. Let's say he's got a nosebleed though, the mice, he can't go to the tap. He's going to put his nose under this tap, he's going to have a problem. So he can't go to the tap. So what does he do then? So the mice, so far what we're saying now, the best thing to do is to take a white cloth and put it by his nose and stop the bleeding. If he's got no white cloth available, he's allowed to use a red cloth. Adkan is the pashtus. It's in the clinic, whatever it is. Anyway, which makes the
first.
You've got a clean cloth, and you've got mud. Mud's going to make it go brown. Anything which changes colour is called surveyor. Brown, it'll be brown. Mud is brown.
It's
colouring. Any colouring. There's no.
White.
Well, for brown, if you've got brown, as long as it's not brown, you've got no problem. Yeah, they could use red. It mustn't be the same colour. The voice, it mustn't be the same colour as what you're colouring up. Again, he's asking, if you've got some brown mud on the floor, and you want to wipe up, you've only got a cloth to use. Does it make a difference whether you use a white cloth or a red cloth? The answer is no difference. Because there, it's only the same colour that's not noticeable, the difference. If you use a red on a red cloth, you haven't made such a big disadvantage. You haven't really been ruined the garments. If you've got a brown dirt and you use a red cloth, also it's a disadvantage. Brown cloth will be a problem. A different colour. Okay, but it's still brown and red, it's a different colour. It's still changing the colour.
Maybe.
Well, maybe. I don't know, I'm not sure. Here. Probably. Is she actually
Nida? How can she manage to make herself clean?
Yeah, that's a good question. They bring a riot. This is one of the riots to Shittel, and they're liquid mutt, actually. That's one of the riots. But they're Yesha, but it's not a castle because there you can't do anything else. So in such a case, you won't be allowed to read. That's what I have to do. That's one's got no choice.
That was she gets white. But if you have haber, will be a sure.
Yes?
If you have haber, will be a sure.
What?
White or
another
color.
Okay, I'm going to have a choice. You've got nothing
else to do.
Yeah. Don't know. Well, I'll tell you what you can do. That's an interesting thing over here. That many possibly suggest over here is that tissues is different completely. A tissue, you have to realize, no normal person would colour a tissue. I mean, it's true, you can buy in the shops coloured tissues. That's already been made. But once a person's got a coloured tissue, no normal person will go around and colour it. So many achroim take on that a tissue is completely mufka from a partial sphere. That means even according to the shittas which hold that derech lichluch is osa, but when it comes to a paper serviette or a paper tissue, where it's so uncommon, it's not normal to cut such a beggar, and it's completely mufka for the partial sphere. And therefore, really, this is no problem at all. So someone's got a bleeding, for example, the chayra, coming back to what we're saying now, the best A through B is to use tissues. The chayra, that makes no difference really if you're sober to use white ones or red ones. Again, I must tell you, Rabbi Isai, that when we're talking about over here, colouring, and we're talking about here when someone has got a kavanah to cover, yeah? We're talking about it's a derech lichluch. If a person's got a bleed and he's got a tissue, they say, oh, I wouldn't mind making that tissue red. That's worse. We're talking about over here, what to do if someone's bleeding. So I'm telling you again, tissues is the chayra best to use. So you want to ask something? Cloth is a beggar. A beggar which is permanent, people can change colour sometimes. A person might want to change the colour of his cloth. He's got a cloth, he's had it for many years. He wants to, the shops now start selling green. Green and blue. So he wants to change it. He wants to change it. It's possible. Any cloth is possible to dye. A tissue is not normal to dye. But that's completely mufka. Sorry?
You don't want to dye with your blood.
That doesn't make a difference, but once it's already coloured, it's a mitzias, it's colouring. You're right. You don't want to colour you don't use your blood for it, but the mice, it's in the partial colouring. And therefore you shouldn't use it. So let's make it just a quick sikum, Rabbi Isai. What we said so far is that we're talking about derech lichluch, when a person colours and it's a negative effect on what he's colouring. I mean, he's not doing it for a beneficial purpose. Normally when a person colours, he does it for a beneficial purpose. He wants to improve the status of the garments, he wants to change it to a different colour. That is definitely also. When a person does something but it's detrimental, it's a chisoron to the garment, that's called svir derech lichluch. That is a machlokes. That's a machlokes. Machlokes will show him actually. Some will show him a whole, that's a situation. At the end of the day, you colour the beggars. You've actually changed the colour of the garment, and therefore that's surveyor. Others learn that since it's so detrimental, it's missing the yisoid. There's a fundamental flaw in surveyor here. You are missing the maloch of surveyor, and therefore the hold is mutter. The Mishnah's ruling on that is that ideally one should be machmir. That's what he says. But mokum, a person should be machmir, one should be machmir, which means that if one's got, we're talking about blood, you could talk about spill on the floor, yeah? Huadin, you can have a spillage on the tablecloth, red wine spill on the tablecloth. So a person now, it's just be careful with lechoira. Lechoira, to move the tablecloth around so the wine moves over further, lechoira is a bit of a problem. It's severe. So one shouldn't do that. So ideally one shouldn't do it. So if a person can avoid doing that, one should avoid doing that. And if one can't avoid doing it, Mishmur says, then you should use the better option of the two is to use the white garment for red. And if you haven't got a white garment available, you can use a red garment. And we're now saying that tissues are the best option, really, because tissues are completely mufka from that part. That's the best thing to use. Just one kasher. I've seen two of the achronim ask this kasher earlier. Very interesting. You know, a while ago we spoke in Malabin, if someone's got a kasher on a fire burning, so we said you can pour blackcurrant juice, for example, over the tablecloth. So the Oroch HaShabbos others and ask, why is that not a problem of severe derech lichluch? Why is that allowed to be done? L'chayra, what you're doing is sevei derech lichluch, which l'chayra is a problem. Why is that mutter to Yerushalayim? Why is there no problem doing that? Okay, that's food for thought, Rabbi Yisai. Let me know if anyone's got a good answer why that should be allowed to be done.
Why is that?
Decremental, not so decremental.